Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are rejoicing to be in this day. It is the day that no one else has ever been in this day. And this day called today is Friday, April 22, 2022. So today is 4-2-2-2-2. So we are expecting fourth blessing today. But God is good. God is good. We are excited with what God is doing right here at this body. The power of prayer, praise, and deliverance. This hour of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are excited with what God is doing. We are excited with the opportunity that he has given us again today to be together. It is just by his grace, it is by his love that we can do this. We can come together and worship him and praise him and encourage each other and call unto him, bringing all our needs, all our requests, all our issues to him, because we know he is the answer. Jesus is the answer for our troubles today. When we run to him, we are safe. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to him, we are safe. So we just thank God for providing this platform for us under the leadership of Pastor Darlene Bandage. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer and in agreement, for there is power in agreement. A prayer of agreement is like a three chord. It's stronger. And there is power in prayer of agreement. And we know we are not alone, because the word says, if two or three gather in my name, he is in our midst. So we are more than three here. We are more than two here. And we have the backup of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are here. Even though we are gathered in the airways, he is here. So we are excited in Jesus' name. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify your name for waking us up this morning, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come with confidence, yes, knowing that when we come to you with this confidence and approaching you as our Heavenly Father, as our Maker, as our Creator, yes, we know that when we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, Lord, whatsoever we ask, we know that we receive it. We receive what we have asked. So we come this morning asking, because when we ask, yes, we receive. When we seek, we will find. And when we knock, the door be opened for us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, this morning that you forgive us of all our sins. Anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you, we pray, Father God, that you forgive us. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. your great mercy, your great goodness, Father, that you blot out, wash away all our transgressions, all our sins, those that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly, those we have committed by submission or omission, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, those things we are aware or unaware of, we pray that you forgive us, Father. Yes, wash away all our iniquities, Lord. Cleanse us, Father. Cleanse us with your soap and wash us clean, and that will be white and whiter than snow. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father, for not hiding your face from us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord, for creating a pure heart, a clean heart, Father, and renewing a steadfast spirit, a right spirit within us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father. Yes, for your presence, for not casting us away from your presence. We thank you for the Holy Ghost fire. Yes, for our God, you are a consuming fire. You are the fire that burns all sin and drought. We honor you this morning for restoring, yes, and to us the joy of your salvation. Yes, I thank you, Father, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we thank you, Father God, for turning our mourning into joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for putting a melody and putting a song in our mouth, Father. Yes, in the name of Jesus, that we praise you, Lord. We honor you, Father, in giving us a willing spirit, a willing heart that sustains us, Lord, that when we go out there, Father, on today and forevermore, those people you put in our path, Father, yes, that, you know, those people that we run into, Father, those who are in our presence, Lord, that we share with them your goodness, we share with them hope, Father, because the world is hopeless right now. There is darkness and hopelessness around us. Everything around us is down. There's no good news out there, but only your word is the true good news. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we shout it at the hilltop, Father, we share. We do not hide it, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, as a lamp, Father, that we do not light it and put it under the bushel, but we put it right on top so that the whole world will see. In the name of Jesus, as a city that is built on a hillside, that it can be seen from afar. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you take away the spirit of fear, that we will not be afraid to share your goodness with others, that we will not be intimidated, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we are your witnesses, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we lift you up, lift up the name of the Lord, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, to tell the world that there is a good shepherd, and his name is Jesus Christ, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. He is a good shepherd, yes, the one who leads us in green pastures, in the mighty name of Jesus, the one who makes us lie down beside the still waters. Yes, when the waters of life are raging and want to sweep us over and want to drown us, but he lies us beside the still waters. In the mighty name of Jesus, the one who refreshes our souls. Yes, the world out there is tired and weary, and they need refreshment, Father, and we have found it. We have found you, Jesus, the refresher of our souls. We pray, Father God, this morning, yes, that you help us. We tell the world.
world, that you are the refresher of souls. You are the burden lifter. Yes, the one who guides us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. People are walking in paths of, in the roads and sideways and highways of destruction, but we have found you, the one who takes us and walks us and leads us in the path of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you give us that boldness, Father, that we share with the world, that even though you feel like you are walking in the path of death, yes, there is a God. Even when you feel like you are walking in this path of darkness, in the valleys of death, there is a God, the one who takes away the fear, that death cannot hold you and darkness cannot overtake you, because he is the light of the world. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, and he is the one who does not leave us nor forsake us, even in those paths of darkness, in the valleys of death. He is there. He provides his rod and his staff, the ones that comfort us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Even when the economy doesn't sound right, doesn't look right, and people are in panic, even at the Wall Street with these mega Fortune 500, mega businesses and billionaires and millionaires, yes, are panicking. But we know we have a God who sustains us, the one who prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. We thank you, Father God, this morning for anointing, yes, our heads with oil. Yes, that our cups run over. They run over. And we honor you, Father, that your goodness and your mercy, they follow us all the days of our lives. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, our Heavenly Father. Yes, our Heavenly Father, you are the Father to the fatherless. Yes, you are the Redeemer, our Savior. Yes, the one who lifts us up, our everlasting Father. You are our defender, the one who defends us. You defend the widows. You defend those who are weak, those who cannot defend themselves. You defend them. We thank you, Father God. We bow down on your throne, oh God. We bow down under your feet this morning. Yes, with a humble heart, Father, because there is no any other God than you, Father. There are so many gods who are imitators, who are not true, who are not creators. Yes, but you are the only wise God, the only true God, the one whom we have tried, yes, so many times, and you never failed. We have proven, Father, you have proven yourself to be a God. You have proven yourself to be true, yes, to be our defender. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Thank you, Lord, for removing anything and everything that is not of you, anything and everything that is negative in our lives, and anything that drowns and quenches the spirit. I thank you, Father God, that you remove it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because your mercy, Father, and your love, you are so faithful, Father. You are so loving. Yes, your love that covers the multitude of sin. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for nothing. Nothing can separate us from your love, Father. Yes, in the name of Jesus, nothing, whether it's persecution or distress or famine or nakedness, he will not separate us from your love, even death or life or angels and principalities and powers. Nothing, things that are present or things that are to come. Even the highest, Father, they cannot separate us from your love and the depth, because your love reaches to the highest mountains. Your love reaches to the deepest valley, regardless of how much we have fallen, how much we distance ourselves from you. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You remain God. We might turn our backs on you, but you never turn yours on us, Father. You remain God. We might run away from you, Father, but you remain God. You remain right there. Even when we come back, you still accept us with your outstretched arms, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for you are so long-lasting love, everlasting love. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, you are our healer, the one who heals all our diseases. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical. You heal us, Father, any kind of sickness, Father, mental sicknesses, you heal, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You deliver us, Father. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer, the one who heals, Father. We release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Jesus, the one who was wounded for all our transgressions. You were bruised for all our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord, this morning, Father, by the authority and the power we get from the blood of, we release the healing power, the stripes of to healing, Father, those under the sound of my voice, whether it's back pain, headache, stomach pain, anxiousness, nervousness, whatever the sickness is. Devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. I command you right now to get off. Don't you know that their bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit? They house God in the mighty name of Jesus. For healing is the bread of the children. Whatever the sickness is, I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that does not expire. Yes, some of us have medication for various things. For headache, for stomach pain, for arthritis, for this and that, the bedding cabinet is full of medication. And those medications have an expiration date. They expire. They lose power. But the blood of Jesus does not lose its power. Only the blood of Jesus heals any and every disease. So this morning, in the name of Jesus, the water is being treaded right now. If you are feeling sick, if you are even anxiousness and tiredness and weariness and burdensome of heart, he's here. He's here. We are believing and trusting God for this healing right now. Receive your healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, for the word of God says, if we have that little faith, just that faith like a mustard seed, and we say to this mountain, be you cast into the sea, it obeys. So this morning, we join our faces, our faith, our little faith, my mustard seed faith, your mustard seed faith, and then we have the backup of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Who is the one who intercedes for us, the one who goes to the Father and intercede for us and pray for us. And by that authority and that power and his presence right now, receive your healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Doesn't matter what the doctor has said. If he has said you have 6 weeks, 6 months to live, 2 years to live, we have family members, we have loved ones who have received a negative report. But this morning, by the authority of the blood of Jesus, the power we get from the blood of Jesus, we reverse any negativity we have received. We reverse anything and everything that is negative and believe the report of the Lord. When his reports say we are healed, we are healed. When his reports say we are delivered, we are delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, as our phones, and we are going to stay on mute right now, but I want you to be in agreement with me. Right now, let's pray in a prayer of agreement. If you are in a position where you can shout out, go ahead and shout out loud. We want to come against the spirit of death. The spirit of death will strangle you. We strangle you. We strangle you with the blood of Jesus. This is the spiritual warfare. We are on a warfare right now. Casting down the spirit of death. Death, where you have no power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. For Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So this morning, by the authority and the power we get from the blood of Jesus, we decree and declare life, abundant life to our loved ones, to ourselves, my brothers and my sisters, my family, Father, each family represented here, wherever their life was being sucked out of, whether it's a financial, that our finances were experiencing and experience death right now. We resuscitate our finances and bring back life in the mighty name of Jesus. Our health, sickness and diseases, some sicknesses we don't even know or understand. We speak life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know only one who is a thief, the enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we decree and declare abundant life in all areas of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Something needs life to be injected back in their relationships, Father. We have relationships that are hanging by the thread. They are on life support right now. But we inject the blood of Jesus, the power of the blood of Jesus to sustain and resuscitate life back in these relationships. Fathers restored back to their families, loving their wives as Christ loved the church, the one who even gave himself for the church. Wives submitting themselves to their own husbands, loving each other, have a family, to have an understanding that they are a team. They are on one side. We pray, Father God, decreeing and declaring life back in this relationship. Children obeying their parents. We pray against the rebellious spirit, stubbornness, this spirit of disobedience. We strangle you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord. Restore family back to you, Lord. Restore, Father. The enemy has stolen so much from us, destroying families, one family after another. Not too long ago, it was a thing we read from afar. And in the body of Christ, things felt okay. But now it's over 50%, whether in a Christian family, whether in a believing family, or out there. The divorce rate is keeping on rising and rising. But this morning, you demon of divorce, you have stolen too much for us. We strangle you. We curse you from the root that you die of. No more stealing. No more destroying families. That's why we are raising sons and daughters who are angry. Because you have stolen so much from us. No more. We speak lies to these relationships that are hanging by the thread. Resuscitate them, Lord. Bring back life. In the name of Jesus, we know, Father God, except you, build a house, the builder built in vain. So, Father God, we pray that you restore. You are a God of restoration. You are a God who restores anything and everything that has lost its purpose. You restore the purpose. You restore the joy, your unspeakable joy. So we lift up our eyes unto the hills. We lift them up unto the mountains, because we know that's where our help comes from. You are our helper, Lord. You are our sustainer. You are our redeemer. Our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. We thank you, Father, for restoring families back in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. We speak life to families, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. My brothers and sisters, I seem not to be able to get away from this family's issue. So we're going to open up the lines, and we're going to pray for the families. You know your extended family situation. You know what is going on. And some things we don't know, but we have a Savior who knows everything. Nothing is hidden from him. So we're going to pray for our families this morning, starting with your personal family. Then we spill over to our extended families, whether it's our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and our sisters and their partners, their families. And we're going to call them by name this morning and pray for restoration. Even those families that are doing well, we know they are doing well. We pray and cover them in the blood of Jesus. That the enemy will not interfere with those families. Because everything we are trying to build, everything we are doing, we have to have a strong foundation of the family. The enemy knows when he's destroying the family. He has destroyed a society. He has destroyed a community. He has destroyed a nation. under your guidance right now. Let my children only go where your grace is. They will only hear your voice.
Hold all the devils,
Thank you. thank him this morning.
Yes.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Him this morning.
Thank
just
you.
Waking up this thank morning.
You.
There are people
you.
Who went
this
to
morning,
sleep
God,
just like you and
name.
I. They never made it this morning,
Hallelujah.
But we are here.
Hallelujah.
We are here.
Hallelujah.
There are people
Hallelujah.
In your bed right
Hallelujah.
Now, hanging by the bread. Some are being breathed by themselves, but we are here.
Thank you, Jesus.
You,
Lord, for for being our
creator,
for being
the one who intercedes for us, the one who stands for us, sweet God and man. Our requests, he knows nothing surprises him at this time, The lines are open, and we want to recognize who is here and your praises unto the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Good Hallelujah. Morning, everyone. This is Sister Gladys this morning, and I thank God for unselfish love and giving and doing out of my overflow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good morning, prayer warriors. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say thank God. When I dialed in, I was praising and thanking the Lord, and I'm so grateful just to know I'm not by myself praising Him and thanking Him for all the wonderful things He has done. I thank you, women and men of God, for being in your rightful place, like every time I call in. And I thank you so much. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everyone have a great day and a great weekend. God bless. And keep praying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Good morning. This is Sister Marie. And I just thank God for all the good that He's working in my life for my good. I just praise Him for all He's done for me, doing for me that I'm aware of and not aware of, and that He do for me before I even ask, because He knows everything. And I just thank Him for being there for me even when I do not ask. And I just praise Him for what He's doing in my family's life and what He's doing on this prayer line. And I just thank you for that awesome prayer this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I'm just so grateful and thankful to God for that. Just the anointing. God knows what we need, and He knows He wants to hear what we want from Him and to uplift Him in praises and worship and declaring those things. So I'm just so grateful this morning for that unity and power of agreement, and most of all, other than the praise. God bless. Thank you.
Please. Is there any other?
If possible, hopefully keep me and the family in prayer and travel to mercy throughout the weekend. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Appreciate the word this morning and the prayer and the dedication to the prayer line.
Good morning, this is Yvonne. Good morning, this is Yvonne. I just thank the Lord for being here.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes, good morning, everybody. I thank God for this day. Thank God for Pastor Scholastica and getting us started this morning with the prayer and just encouraging us to pray for the family, because we know families desperately need our prayers today. And I just want us to pray for Sonia. Sonia has COVID. She's been infected with that. She's over in Holland with her husband, and they will be traveling back to the States at the end of, I believe, next week. So we just want to keep them in prayer. And just thanking God for just everything that He does. It's just so beautiful how wonderful He is. So I'm just grateful for God and all He is to me and you. Amen.
Amen. Is there any other? Amen. And I thank God this morning for being here, and I thank God for His grace, and He is just such a good God, and His message endures forever. And I ask prayer for Queen, that you pray for Queen. She is traveling. She's on the road right now, coming here, and she had to sit for her state exam this weekend. So just forgot to strengthen her when she gets here. It's just a few hours of rest, and then she has to do the boot camp first, and then the sit for her state test. So for God to strengthen and keep her strong in her body and her mind alert, and that she will, she's passing. I decree and declare that she has passed. She got her state board certification in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And if we do not have any other prayer request. I know we are at the top of the hour. And just to remind you of our scripture of the week, we had a wonderful, wonderful week this week, and teaching, encouragement, education, information about, I mean, so much regarding Ezekiel, you know, prophesying on those dry bones and some of the background. I mean, we had information and teaching and encouragement we received. I just want to encourage you, if you missed any of the day, I encourage you to be to call in and listen in. You will not be disappointed. And I just thank God for that he's continuing to strengthening me. We are back at the office, you know, in the building, and for 2 years been working at home, and to try to go back to work. Sometimes I feel kind of tired and, you know, trying my body to adjust, because I had to get up, dress up, and drive to work and come back. I've been for 2 years just get up and sit down and work. So it's a big adjustment. So just keep me in your prayers, and all other people who are, you know, going back to work right now, so to keep them in prayer. So our scripture of the week, if you had not read it, is from the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 37, and it's verses 4 through 7, talking about the valley of dry bones. And just a really quick, I know we are at the top of the hour, but as I was reading and meditating on these scriptures and all what I had this week, it just put me in another mood. And I started thinking of these great men and women that are of the Bible, you know, where they, what they went through and their obedience and the miracles and signs and wonders. Miracles were not just in the New Testament, but also in the Old Testament. So many, so many miracles. And I thought of David, you know, and that our God is such a forgiving God, and he is not a respecter of any person. So I encourage you, if you read, when you get a time in your reading, to read 2 Samuel. Actually, 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12, where it talks about David. We all know that story of David, you know, causing, being lustful and taking Bathsheba, who was Uriah's wife, and had a child. The part that caught my attention the most is after David had, you know, send Uriah to death, and Uriah carrying his own death sentence to back to the war. I'm just paraphrasing because we just have a minute or two. But and David, after Uriah dies, he decided to take Bathsheba because she was already pregnant, and take her as his wife. I don't know what wife number it was, because David was a polygamy. He had so many wives. So he took her as a wife. What caught my attention this week, I mean, I have read this story several times, is when the baby was born and the baby was sick, and David started fasting and praying, didn't eat, didn't take a bath or whatever morning, and asking God to heal the child. And the Bible says when they brought the news to David and told him that the child has died, he got up, took a shower, asking them to prepare food, and then he started eating. And it just puzzled the people who were around him, and they thought he had lost his mind. What's wrong with the king? When the child was sick, he didn't eat, but the child was here. Now the child is dead. He is now eating and celebrating. What the Holy Spirit started ministering to me is some of us, or myself, I don't have to dwell. There are some things in my life that are dead. and I am still mourning the dead stuff instead of me to get up and shake myself and move on and embrace the new stuff that God has prepared. It might be a dead job that we lost 5-10 years ago. Now we are working at this new job, but we keep on reminiscing what happened 5-10 years ago, what a good job it was, instead of perfecting our skill on the job you have right now so that you can gain the good and perfect and great benefits that are in store for you where you are in the present. It might be a relationship. We went through a very bad divorce, bad breakup, bad this and that relationship, and you are still reminiscing that bad relationship instead of enjoying where you are and celebrating what is right now. That's what the Holy Spirit ministered to me this week as I read this story of David. That David, he got up and eventually when prophet came to him, I can't remember his name, I think it was Nathan, when he came and ministered to him, and David repented. He repented and he rejoiced, and look what happened. The next pregnancy or the next baby who came was Solomon, who became one of the biggest and greatest kings of, you know, of all of the time. So let us not dwell and cry on the dead things that are past. Let's be here. Let's return. When we return, and let's get our mind be renewed by the word of God and seek wisdom so that we can move forward in Jesus' name. I just felt I need to share that because it has been bubbling on in my spirit, but I had prepared to share quite a bit about it, but the Holy Spirit diverted us somewhere, and I think we accomplished what God wanted for us to have a breakthrough prayer for the families, breakthrough prayer for healing and restoration of all parts of our alive in Jesus' name. So I thank God. I'm going to return this time to Pastor Darlene to dismiss us. And you all have a blessed and a wonderful weekend, a productive weekend. I do believe that this weekend is going to be better for you because our God does not take us backwards. That's my faith. That's my belief. And it has been happening in my life. For God takes us from glory to glory. He doesn't take us backwards, but forwards. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Darlene.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to pray right quick for Pastor Horsley. Lord, we just pray that you help him and his family. No, God, cover them, Lord, that you protect them, Lord, that you help them in every way, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We pray for Sonia to be freed of COVID, oh God, that you heal her body, Father, and anybody else out there who needs healing. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray, God, today for Queen as she is traveling, oh God, that she will get to her destination safely and that she will be refreshed and renewed and be able to take exams, oh God, and pass with flying colors, oh God, and cover our Pastor Scholastica as she is reacclimating herself to the office, Lord, that you give her the strength, the peace of God as she goes back and forth into her office. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for each and everyone who's here. We pray, God, today. Bless each and everyone who made it to this hour of power of prayer. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, it is so, in Jesus' name. So this morning, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, we send them back to the sender, and we thank you for all that you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Amen, amen, and amen. I love each and every one of you. Have a beautiful day, an awesome weekend, and know that God loves you, and I love you too. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior, we invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.